Brand new LCP.
Y'all know what time it is, man. You guys are locked in right now to a bonus episode of that LCP. It's going to be a short bonus episode. But I want to speak about relationships, because relationships, about 2 weeks ago, I spoke about something on Instagram. And what I spoke about was, are relationships for men? Do men gain anything from relationships, or are we simply there to provide? Now, I understand that a man's role in society dating back thousands of years has been to provide. But are we stuck? Women are allowed to grow when it comes to things that they want out of a relationship. But as men, are we stuck? Is our role in a relationship simply to provide and die? Do we sit back and provide and simply rejoice about the fact that we get vagina? Is sex, is quote unquote pussy, is that our prize for being in a relationship? Now, you guys know my man Sully always come through with the story. Clap it up one time for Sully. Because I believe he had a voice response to that question. Do men even get anything from being in a relationship? Now, speaking from my experience, again, this is my opinion, I feel like we don't. I feel like in 2023, a man's job is to provide. You got to take back whatever the fuck she give you. Now, I want to give a hand clap out there, man, old, grown, mature woman, because as a man, especially as a black man, if you come across a woman, a strong queen, I want to call her a black queen. If you come across a queen, like somebody who understands a relationship is not just one side, that a relationship is something to where, yes, as a man, you can provide. Yes, as a man, you can do XYZ to ensure that she doesn't have to struggle. But as a man, you don't want to struggle by making sure she don't struggle. Because now, as a man, if you struggle, we don't have the way out that women have. A woman can break up and be like, you know what, nigga, you broke. I'm going to go get another man with money. As a man, if you go broke, there's no savior for you. So you got to find a way. Hey, come up with that shit. Nigga, if you got to go sell drugs, you got to hit the block. You got to do some wild shit. And that's oftentimes why men do that shit, because of the pressure that's placed on us in society. And again, I'm not saying that men should not provide. But I was speaking to a woman about 2 weeks ago. And she told me that, yeah, man, I'm struggling, man. I'm trying to find the rent. And I'm like, do you live alone? She was like, yeah, I live alone. I don't got no nigga with me. And I said, okay. So if you enter into a relationship, like, how do you want the bills to go? She said, yeah, you know, the way I was raised, a man is supposed to pay 100% of everything. And I'm like, you're struggling now, paying 100% of everything because you don't want to pay 40% of something with a man, because she said that her ex was paying 60% of the bills, but she felt as if a real man is supposed to pay. And I'm like, bitch, I ain't calling a bitch, but I'm like, bruh, you could have been with that guy. He's paying 60% of the bills. So you prefer to pay 100% of everything because you don't want to pay 40% of something. Boo. And that's why I always bring up social media and how a lot of people, they get caught up in that. And a man is supposed to do everything. They get caught up in that and they end up walking themselves right off the fucking cliff. But let's dive into what my guy Sully had to say. Sully, talk to me.
To your post saying that men don't benefit from relationships outside of sex, basically. And I tell you, the moment I read that shit, man, it made me think of my brother and by extension, a good friend of mine as well. So my brother just had a birthday, right? The end of July, he wanted to go down to Fort Lauderdale to see his son. It's where his girlfriend is at, and his son. So it was a last minute thing. He just wanted to get a ticket out there. But he was going to drive because the tickets were so expensive. So he was trying to convince his girl to meet him in Orlando, cause they were going to go to Disney World, take the son to Disney World, shit like that. This woman make a billion excuses to why she can't drive 2 hours to meet him in Orlando and why he should drive 10 hours to go to Fort Lauderdale, pick them up, and drive all of them back up same day to Orlando. And so her main excuse is, oh, well, you know, the baby can't be in the back seat of the car by himself for 2 hours. And I'm talking to my brother. I'm like, yo, he ain't no newborn baby. You know, Jalen damn near four.
So nah, bitch. I'm trying to see both sides, but I really can't, because when my son, my son was 18 months. 18 months old. He probably was younger. No. My son was about one. And I drove from California to Atlanta. For you guys who don't know, that's about over 20 hours. I didn't drive it straight, but total, I drove over 20 hours from California to Atlanta with my son in the fucking back seat. Now, of course, we gave my son snacks. We gave my son chips and shit. Had to make stops. But this bitch can't. I don't mean to call her bitch, but she can't drive 2 hours, bruh. And again, I'm not saying that every woman does this, but I'm simply saying that a relationship is about compromise. A relationship is not just you do everything, I benefit from it, and whatever I decide to give you back is what you get. No. Because these days now, a lot of people see compromise as losing. See, they see compromise as, and I had a conversation with one of my good friends on Instagram. In college, I had a girlfriend, right? And we was home. And now in the house, you know, I'm comfortable. I had on like a little tight ass muscle shirt. You guys know I was in the gym. My muscles was, they was doing their thing. Clap it up for my muscles back in the day, man. They was doing their thing. So she said, hey, two of my friends are coming over. So of course, me being mindful, she ain't telling me to do this. I did it on my own. I went to the room. I put on a sweater. So that way my arms, my muscles wasn't out around her friends. I didn't do that to be praised. I didn't do that. I did it as a and again, she didn't tell me to do this. Like, I compromised on my own. Okay, I'm home. I should be able to be comfortable, but I don't want her friends looking at me, so let me put on a sweater. I didn't see me putting the sweater on as me losing. Oh, me not being myself. That's not the way I see it. I saw it as a healthy compromise to make myself comfortable, but more importantly, number one, to make her comfortable. But nowadays, like, when motherfuckers look at all this social media shit that's spewed every fucking day, compromise is seen as a loss. Oh, you're trying to control me? No. No matter, you can leave that relationship. Any relationship you get in, you are going to have to compromise in some shape or form. That's, it could be so simple as watching TV. You motherfuckers might got one TV. He want to watch the game. You want to watch Scandal or some bullshit. Now there has to be a compromise. Okay, you can watch Scandal, and after Scandal go off, you can watch the second half of the game. Like, a compromise is not losing. A compromise is done to keep both people happy, to ensure that the relationship, the environment, the overall living space that you guys have is peaceful. So compromise is not a loss. So please stop thinking that, oh, I had to compromise, I lost. That's a lie.
Ooh, you a lie.
Let's dive into what my guy Sully had to say.
What do you mean he can't be in the back seat of the car by himself for 2 hours? Yes, he can. She just does not want to make life easier on you. She just wants you to damn do all the fucking driving while she sits in the back and does nothing. And this is just like this is a consistent thing with her. Like, she don't want to do nothing to make life easier on my brother. But anyway, I just say, fuck it. I'm not going to have you driving all the way down there. I'll just buy you the plane ticket for your birthday. Plane ticket, I think last minute was like $450. So pay for his plane ticket, get him down there. He drives all of them to Orlando for the birthday. Shit gets worse as they're there. It's his birthday. What do you think his girlfriend gets him for his birthday? Oh, well, you don't have to think too hard, nigga, because she does not get him a damn thing. I guess she just thought a little sex over the weekend, you know, was going to be the birthday.
Now, what? Let me go back, because I said this many times before. Ladies, giving your man sex is not a gift. Giving him head is not a gift. Because now on your birthday, when it's your birthday, when it's Christmas, when it's anniversary time, if your man comes in the room and say, baby, I got this dick for you, you're going to look at him like, nigga, please, nigga. One more time, sex is not a gift. And that's why I say, and again, I know I'm probably in a minority here, but I believe that men don't benefit from relationships unless you find or are with a woman, a mature woman, a queen who understands that, you know what, for everything my man is doing. Now, I'm not saying that if a man buys you something that the woman has to buy him some shit in return. I'm not saying that. What I'm simply saying is be a benefit to his life outside of just sex, outside of just nagging. Like, be a benefit to his life the same way you want to date a man and you want him to provide. You want him to do this, to do X, Y, Z. Yet you only want to, yeah, my pussy good. Yeah, you know, this box is good. I got this fat ass. No. A man can get that without dating you. He can get that on his own. Because I've been in a situation before where Christmas time came, I bought gifts. I bought gift cards. I bought extra gifts on top of that and more gifts. And now on the flip side, I got a card with nothing in there. I didn't even get it for, like I love video games. I play video games. I go to the gym. I go to Best Buy. I didn't even get a $20 gift card. The card said, Merry Christmas. I'm another Christmas with you. And that's all I got. Boo that shit. Like I said, man, be a benefit to him too. Like, don't sit there and now when he's not doing something, you complain. But now when he's doing something, yeah, I'm not going to say thank you because that's what he's supposed to do. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Let's finish what my guy Sully had to say.
Does he get out of being in a relationship with her? I mean, I understand they got a kid together, which, by the way, she told him that. I ain't even going to get into that. Let's just say she couldn't have kids when they first met, and all of a sudden she got one. But he here, I love my nephew. He loves his son. No big deal. But I'm just trying to figure it out, bro. What does he get from being with her? And like I said before, by extension, a friend of mine was sort of going through the same thing. His birthday is the day after my friend's, the day after my brother's birthday. And his girlfriend didn't get him a damn thing for his birthday either. I'm like, what the fuck is these women even damn good for? It's as if these women truly believe that their time and some ass is the fucking gift. Like, that's the prize, nigga. That it's supposed to be worth its weight in gold. No. Like, how do you lack the common decency to get your boyfriend or fiance or father of your son and y'all still together?
I want to clap it up because he right. Like you said, ladies, just because you giving him your time and you got your pussy, that's not a gift. That is not a gift. Anniversary, that's not a gift. Christmas, that's not a gift. Valentine's, that's not a gift. I don't give a fuck how your tits, how your ass look. Giving him sex is not, let me spell it out. It is not a G-I-F. Bitch, I can't even spell. It's not a gift, okay? Like, that's how fucked up and that's how angry I am. Shit, I'm fumbling. I probably would lose in Scrabble right now. All I'm saying is, man, it's not a gift. And ladies, like, don't just enter into a relationship thinking what he can provide for me. What can you add to his life as well? We know you want to be provided for. You'll get that if you're with the right man. But what are you bringing him out? Like, take away sex, take away your body. Because after the first, the honeymoon stage and the sex and everything is out, and now it's time to just really get to know each other. Because I don't give a fuck how good you look. Like, a man can date Beyonce today and it's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. He's going to want to have sex over and over. But after 2-3 years go by and now, like, sex gets old. That new vagina is not new no more. So what else are you providing outside of just, oh, I look good. Look at my vagina. Because let's keep it real. When shit get old, a man might want to find something new. And again, I'm not justifying. I'm not saying that that is what he should do. But what else are you providing? And that's how we're going to end it, man. I want to give a shout out to my guy, Sully, for dropping that voicemail.
Brand new LCP.
And ladies, man, just make sure you provide for him as well. Now, I'm not saying provide financially, but make sure that you are offering him something outside of simply sex. in your time. It's your man John A. Show. Y'all know what time it is.
Brand new LCP.